We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in security and a civil defense measure.
Careful as the pigs will be
vanquished. They're gonna whistle the pigs in there.
Mayday, mayday.
This is Charlie C. Welcome to an all-new exciting broadcast of Wasteland Radio. This one is going to be live. We're reporting right outside of the Toxic Creek on Frank Mather's lot. He allowed us to bring our recording equipment out here, and we're here. We're out in the middle of this sort of desert field. We're looking down on Toxic Creek now, and apparently Dr. Faust has some sort of plan to trap the disembodied... I don't even know what it was, but Dr. Faust will explain. He can explain everything.
We're going to explain everything.
Thank you, Charlie. Allow me to explain, my esteemed listeners. Well, actually, they're my listeners. Well, tonight they're my listeners.
And my listeners as well.
Allow me to explain. As far as I know, and I don't know everything, there was some sort of struggle here. I can tell. Can you see the signs of struggle? The etched footprints and in the claw marks in this clay near the creek water. There was some sort of struggle. And this indeed.
And a trail of blood.
As listeners may not know, but this indeed is the point where Richie was found. He was found lying right near this area, drowned in this toxic creek. Now, follow me. Several weeks later, his body is bloating in this creek, but his rage still lives.
It lingered on for many, many days.
What I believe is that this man was drowned by the characters that we had mentioned before, Billy James, these good citizens, John Tucker, Sam Ronald, and Mark Zimmer.
The one who liked almonds.
And I believe the woman who was behind it was Jill McKay. Well, let's not
I don't know where you guys... This is the sheriff speaking here. And I don't know where you guys keep coming up with these crazy theories of yours.
Well, she is an intelligent woman. We cannot connect her physically. But the motive would fit. She does have the motive.
And something here smells, Sheriff. And it
smells
isn't
like
me.
Politics. And I hate the smell of politics.
Especially when they involve
murder.
Well, I don't think that any of
no,
you...
No, you don't think, do you?
I think plenty. But I'm not so sure that you fellas can do anything except for make crazy, crazy allegations against me and Jill.
We have science on our side, Doctor. But first...
Science from Oxford, let me remind you.
Thank you, Inspector. We have science on our side. Oxford science. Good old English practical science. Tried and true and tested in Britain. Cheerio, ha-ha.
Cheerio, indeed.
But back to the superstition, the magical side of our little mystery. His rage, Richie the Red, the communist leader who wanted to change this little town and make it a little more just. His rage was so great that it manifested itself in the toxic radiation that surrounded his lifeless corpse. And it lived on while his body died.
If you fellas keep coming and nosing around in our business, I'm going to have to take you guys downtown, because this here is not some kind of banana republic.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Sheriff, I share your concern, and I don't know if I share your a befuddlement. I have no idea what you guys are talking about. You're saying that somebody's rage lived on in some kind of radioactive...
Didn't you see, Charlie? Didn't you see the body? You were right there. You saw it rise from its grave. How can you sit here and pretend that you didn't see it? How could you pretend?
I saw the...
Don't!
The body was lying there. I saw the face in the mist. It was like a clouded face. It was his face.
It was.
Oh, this is
well,
all...
Well, boys, I want a proper hearing here, and I do not want any more of this nonsense.
If you could hold yourself together, dear sheriff.
I think we've had enough of the sheriff around here. He seems like the only law he follows is that of Jill and her...
Bureaucracies. Now, his rage lived on, but his rage is still encapsulated inside this green glowing mist of radioactive energy. That explains the radiation poisoning. He was able to infect Billy, John, Sam, and Mark, get in their lungs, and poison them in a massive amount.
Dr. Faust, would you please explain the contraption, the science behind our investigation?
Well, of course. The problem, my dear friends, is that we do not want this entity to continue killing our townspeople. As Inspector Winston and I consider ourselves Amarillians, we have lived here for several months, and we are quite fascinated by your down-home country simple life.
Well, boys, nobody came here and elected you fellas. That is my job, and that is Jill's job as well.
Well, have you ever invented a deatomizing ray? You're listening to Wasteland Radio. I'm your host, Charlie C. We're taking a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back for more insanity, so stay tuned.
Nightmare about the atomic bomb. When you hear the story, then I know you're gonna wanna run. You're gonna run, run, run back where you come from. I just heard from a little bird they're gonna drop the atomic bomb. Talk about a flying saucer streaking through the sky. I'm gonna stop to find out if they're stopping or going by. I'm gonna run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. They say stand still like a soldier until the threat is gone. And if they drop the atomic bomb, it's gonna fall down in the pond. But me, I'm gonna be moving, make room I wanna pass. I'm gonna show that old spaceship an awful lot of class. I'm gonna run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Talk about atomic submarine and a guile old vessel too. If they can do 1,000 RPMs, then I can do that too. I'm gonna run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Hey! I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Run, 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 run. Run, run,
run. Wait for me, wait for me, man.
This is Spigar. and you're listening to Wasteland Radio. And hey, it's better than nothing.
Ah, well, fellas, I don't trust your science here. It seems like a lot of makeshift nonsense, if
Inspector,
you ask me.
Inspector Winston, please... Inspector Winston, please bring the deatomizing ray gun out so that we may inspect it.
Ah! Don't hit me with that damn contraption.
There we are. It's right here. I had to get the silly sheriff out of the way.
What is that thing over there gnawing on Richie the Red's body?
I think that is Spiegel, who I haven't seen in years. Months, weeks at least.
This patty is delicious. Spiegel, get out of here. We're trying to solve a mystery.
I'm sorry.
This is the exact kind of incompetence, Sheriff, that we were talking about earlier.
Sheriff.
You cannot be trusted, Sheriff. You don't even remember how long ago you've seen Spiegel. Do you know anything?
Sheriff, make yourself useful and take away this little midget miscreant. I'm not a miscreant. I'm Spiegel, and I deserve to be here. I'm a detective like you.
Spiegel, no, I want you to be gone, and I don't want you to touch and... What is that in your mouth, Spiegel?
It's a tasty meaty treat. It's delicious.
It's
his thumb.
This fellow here is obviously deranged, and I don't know how you can allow him to...
Sheriff, please, someone needs to do something about Spiegel.
I keep getting hit here. I had the silly inspector hit me with his contraption, and now Spiegel just took a bite out of my arm.
Do you dare take me away, Sheriff?
I need some backup here. We're down here, as if any of you are listening,
Spiegel, come on over here.
Thank you.
All right, come here. No! Spiegel, God dang it! Get you out of here!
Well, it seems like that silly fool, even sillier than the sheriff, is now gone.
Now that we are rid of that creature, what a strange turn that was. Let us continue. Inspector, would you like to explain this deatomizing contraption that we have here lying on the shoreline?
I'd love to, but, with the sheriff sitting here, I'm pretty sure that he is just too stupid to understand, but I'll give it a shot. What we do here is we put the body in first, and then we put the rays onto the body after we've laid it down on a bed, and we inspect it. The board of the bed has no sheets, no mattress. And what we do is we read inside of the body, and it tells us exactly what has caused the death. Something the sheriff, I can assure you, knows nothing about.
Well, we're here, boys.
Let us...
Tongue-tied, I think.
Yes, exactly. Please press the examination button. Would you do the honors, Inspector? And let us find the cause of death of this man.
Out of the way, Sheriff. First, you have to hit the code. This is something you wouldn't understand.
Ow!
It's beginning to work.
Out of the way, Sheriff.
The reading! It's here! What is the cause of death? It's coming out on this paper. What does it say?
Sheriff, I'm looking at this paper now, and I can tell you right here that you have a lot of explaining to do, because it looks like Jill was behind the death. But we cannot be sure, because she is a sneaky and intelligent one.
We are sure, though, that this man was drowned.
And who else could have...
Well, fellas, out of the way. I've been beaten by the contraption. I've been bit by Spigor, and now I am having these gentlemen here tell me all kinds of crazy stuff that I...
Okay, Sheriff. I think we've heard enough of you.
Get out of here. You're not needed anymore. Can't you see that?
If anything, we need somebody to take him away, too.
You dry, pruny crumb. Leave! Why are you standing and befuddling the ceremony?
Go.
We will catch this ghost without your help. Go and enforce some giant tarantula hunting permits.
It doesn't look like you're good at much else, except maybe putting people to death.
We will solve your case for you, Sheriff. Now leave! Be gone!
Be gone.
Well, I really do have some stuff to attend to today, and,
Sheriff, don't leave me alone with these lunatics and my recording equipment.
Well, however, me and Jill need to do some discussing here, and,
he's quite a shaky man, isn't he?
He didn't seem so shaky last week.
Nervous about something, are we, Sheriff?
Well, maybe the evidence points to you.
Goodbye, Sheriff. Ta-ta. We will soon find out who the guilty party
did
really
I hear,
is.
Did I hear something about rigging elections? Did I?
Okay, fellas, let's...
I'm leaving, but let me leave. Let me leave on this note. Everything these fellas are saying is untrue. Except for maybe some of their investigation into the actual causes of death. Not the actual cause.
Is that a slip of the tongue there, Sheriff?
Not the actual causes of death, but what led to the death?
Sheriff, we've got to get to a commercial
Another
break.
Slip We're of gone. A tongue?
Inspector, please, we've got to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back with this exciting, gripping tale. I just stay tuned to hear the end. Hopefully we can capture this creature and save the day. These strange characters from Oxford are here to help us. Sheriff, it's been great having you on the show, and I wish you the best of luck. And this is Charlie C. It's Wasteland Radio. I don't know what to say right now, but we'll be right back.
How much time do we have? Minutes, days, months, years, we don't know. But this we do know. Civil defense is everybody's business. Just what is civil defense? It's your answer to beat the A-bomb. Civil defense is the way of saving lives and property. It's the way to protect you and your family in case of enemy attack on the United States. It's the way of helping you to keep going in spite of attacks with atomic or biological warfare or chemicals or conventional weapons. The aim of the enemy would be to make you and me and others quit our jobs so that our defense plants would have to shut down. Our aim, then, is to keep working because we must give to our armed forces the things they need to win. We must prepare now. How much time do we have to prepare? We don't know. But this we do know. Civil defense is everybody's business. It's your business.
Welcome back to Wasteland Radio. I'm your host, Charlie C., and we've gathered the key members of this story down here for the conclusion. Well, I can't take the credit. Dr. Faust and Inspector Winston have very cordially invited Jill McKay and the members of her party, her main cabinet members, down to the Toxic Creek. And strangely, she seemed very willing to do so, on one condition, the condition being that we could catch this creature tonight. Dr. Faust, Inspector Winston, what are the chances that we will see this creature tonight, and we will be able to... You will be able to stop this thing.
I'd say it was excellent probability that we'll come across it.
I say it is most excellent probability. Well, the probability is most excellent.
Well, thank you for the grammar, improvement, Dr. Faust.
You're welcome. Always willing to do so. Thank you, respectable members of the community, for coming down to this scene of such a heinous murder that you yourselves had no hand in, of course.
Of course.
Thank you, Inspector Winston. Allow us to detail, allow me to exposit upon our machine and the method with which we will halt this vengeful spirit.
The Soul Sucker, Dr. Faust.
We call it
the Soul Sucker.
Thank you. Now, gentlemen and gentlewoman, you will see here a large metal box. It is encased with lead so that radioactive materials may not escape. We also have this handy little hose coming out from the metal box. This device is where the sucking comes from, in Soul Sucker. Now, we have a soul on the loose. That is our problem. A soul with the power of radioactive energy, the power to kill. We need to suck this soul into this metal, lead-lined box, and keep it here, and throw it into the farthest depths of the ocean.
First, I think we should ask it a few questions, if we can.
No? Ask who a few questions?
Whether this beast...
The Sosa, well, the Richie the Red.
Absolutely. Because I think something smells of a conspiracy here.
Of a murderous conspiracy, exactly.
Jill is sitting there silently.
Very guilty looking.
And the sheriff is nowhere to be found.
The sheriff is gone, yes.
Ran away like a little child with a skinned knee.
Despite your roughness with the sheriff, I don't think that he would be intelligent enough to be a part of such a plot. What do you think, Winston?
I happen to think that it is possible if somebody... I'm not pointing any names. Jill.
Yes.
And her minions. Could yes. tell such a silly little boy what it is that he should do. I mean, on some of the points, he did bring up some interesting things when he was talking to Charlie earlier in the other show.
So, for what it's worth, for what it is worth... We don't believe that the sheriff was involved.
He did seem to have some respect for the law.
Some. A very small amount of respect.
And who knows if he was being hypocritical.
Now.
Double speak, we call it.
Now,
it's from a book written by George Orwell. I don't think any of you... What was that?
1984.
I don't think any of them have read it.
Or
any long book.
The year I was born, coincidentally.
Oh, well.
And a very good Oxford book that we read at Oxford University, where we are from.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, you may be wondering why we have all gathered you here. Why are you necessary? We have the Soul Sucker. We have Charlie C., who has very kindly lent us this recording material so that we may record this moment in history, this very
monumentous event.
Event, exactly. But why have we gathered the innermost members of Jill McKay's party here to this beach near Toxic Creek, on Toxic Creek, where the murder took place? Well, where do you think the ghost is? The ghost of Richie the Red.
I think its rage will lead it over here.
Right to this very party of scoundrels. And when it appears over the horizon, we will lure it. We will befriend it. Secretly, we will be trying to trap it, of course. But I want to find out its reasoning, why it arrived here, to do its dirty work of murder.
You're listening to Wasteland Radio. I'm your host, Charlie C. We're taking a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back for more insanity. So stay tuned.
I once was so happy, so carefree and gay, and I had a sweet loving wife. Till I caught the fever that's racking my soul and rapidly ruining my life. At first just a pastime, it soon came to be a full-fledged obsession with me. So I sold all I own, left my wife all alone, and a rover I set out to be. Uranium blues have got me in deep misery. They've cost me my wife, made a wreck of my life, and an unhappy end I foresee. I've traveled this country from Bisbee to Butte, and I've searched every place in between. Each mile of the whole Colorado Plateau, not a trace of good ore have I seen. My counter won't count, and my Jeep is broke down, and my grub stake is sure running low. I'm heartsick and weary, I want to go home, but this madness just won't let me go. Uranium blues have got me in deep misery. They've cost me my wife, made a wreck of my life, and an unhappy end I foresee. Has divorced me with cruelty I'm charged, and I guess I will have to agree. But only the good Lord himself knows the pain that these blues have been causing to me. Although I'll keep seeking the rainbow's bright end, in my heart I will faithfully pray that no other mortal will be so unwise and follow my unhappy way. Uranium blues have got me in deep misery. They've cost me my wife, made a wreck of my life, and an unhappy end I foresee.
I believe it is revenge. Well, fellas, hopefully we can draw this to some sort of peaceful conclusion by the end of tonight. But right now we have to take a commercial break. But I see something. There's some kind of green glow over the horizon behind the creek. Can you see that through the houses and the tenements? And there's something coming.
Just as I suspected.
It is the ghost of Richie the Red. Oh my gosh, it's upon us. it's all around us, this green ghost. Richard the Red, speak to us now. We believe you, and we have gathered these evil people here to the shore to tell us the truth. We want to cleanse your spirit, and we want you to seek revenge upon these people. But first, why was it that you have murdered Billy James, John Tucker, Sam Ronald, and the poor Mark Zimmer, treasurer?
I have come here, and I have to tell all of you what has happened to me will happen to anyone who crosses this corrupt and awful woman in jail, and your stupid sheriff. You were right about that, Inspector. And Doctor, he is not a smart man, on some issues perhaps. I even used to talk to him at length. But what has happened here is a case of flat-out murder. They came to me, and they threw me in a creep, and I've died, and I've come back to seek my revenge on all of these horrible people, and it was them who took the election from me when I won it, and they come here and they tell you that this was a democracy, that this is some kind of a fair election. Oh, I can tell you one thing. I know. And I told you last time, I know things now. And I'm here to speak to you of them. That they have hidden from you for many, many...
Inspector, now! Turn on the case!
Okay.
The soul sucker!
The soul sucker it is.
We've captured him!
And I think we know a little more of the plot now.
Yes. The fact that he came to find you,
Jill,
implicates all of you, especially Jill McKay, your leader, your pimply old leader, in this conspiracy to murder this man. But we must be away. We don't have time for him to droll on and on about his philosophies and his implications. We do not care. We are busy men, are we not, Inspector?
We have 7 more cases to do by the end of the month.
7 more? Of course.
In a fortnight, I think, we are due to arrive...
In Las Vegas?
Absolutely.
We are heading to Las Vegas, which will be very exciting. I don't know if there's much gambling. I haven't been there since the world ended, but we will see.
It's certainly more exciting than Armadillo.
Definitely. We have enjoyed this laid-back country life that your town has afforded us, but now we are heading for brighter lights and bigger cities, and we've set our sights on mighty Nevada. Inspector Winston, please ready our zombie horses and our carriage so that we may be away.
I'll surely do that. First, what should we do with the red?
What should we do with...
Richie.
With Richie the Red.
Yes.
The Soul Sucker.
The
creature inside the Soul Sucker.
Yes.
The radioactive ghost of the posthumous leader of the Communist Party. We will take it with us for further investigation.
I think you, Charlie, should lead this investigation to its proper course.
Of course, he means we should lead this investigation, but
we're due to go somewhere else.
We are due to go somewhere else. We should lead it, but we cannot. Although we will take it with us, we do not want this soul, this gaseous soul of radioactive energy, falling into the wrong hands. So we must spirit it away on our carriage, led by zombie horses, of course, and take it with us to Las Vegas. We will write to you, Charlie, if there are any developments or when we have time to study it further. But we may not have much time as we wish to gamble and surround ourselves with beautiful women. Let us away. Let us away before there is more discussion. We are not good with goodbyes because we know we will always return.
And that is a fact, that we will return. And then we will get to the bottom of this. So don't think that you're off so easy, Jill, or Sheriff.
Now, with our soul sucker in hand, pick it up here, let us vanish!
Off we go.
Well, goodbye, fellas, and I don't know how to thank you enough. I was a close friend of Jill's, and although I don't think I was involved in any murder, I don't know if Richie may have come after me next, so I am very grateful to you. This was Wasteland Radio. I'm Charlie C., and we'll see you next time. I'm just glad that we're all alive. Well, most of us anyway.